All right, so let's try this recording shit.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Bjorn.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Bjorn.
Hey, Justin.
How are you guys doing?
I'm great.
Half party.
Get caught up in the
half party.
I feel like people are going to get cavities from listening to the sweetness that was.
I really enjoy the radio mixture.
The moist syrup that we just drizzled all over
Did
opening segment.
What moist?
What's moist syrup though?
Chocolate salty balls with Alec Baldwin.
My name is Dennis Mwerbels, and welcome to Fresh Air. I'm filling in for Draymond Rutherfordenstein, who's out researching the migrational patterns of northern swallows.
Today's speaking of swallows, Dan can't.
I'm dying. That's how we're starting this podcast.
You totally swallowed the wrong pipe there.
Oh, God. All right. That's how you podcast, right? You start with death.
Let's do it. Bjorn, fire us up.
Everybody, and welcome to Half Party. My name is Bjorn Falk, and with me I have Daniel Diegnov.
That's me.
And Justin Smith.
Hi there.
And we are putting together a little very well done, highly edited and also mature podcast about playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Dan, we're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
I thought this was a Monster Hunter podcast.
Did not realize we were going that route.
This is,
in a sense, it is about hunting monsters.
These notes are useless. I don't know if the mic can pick that up, but I ripped them out.
Your textbook?
That was...
It's like $800 of damage.
Dan's in grad school, and he's renting textbooks, and for this
out.
Emphasis, we're on Zoom. We're watching him do it. He just ripped pages out of his textbook in a fit of rage.
Yeah. I'm still taking that class.
Oh my God, this is going to be terrible.
Not getting the deposit back on that, friend.
Damn straight.
All right. Podcast episode one. We are out $800.
We get to write this off? Do we get to write textbooks off now? It's a write-off.
We're a for-profit corporation.
It's a motherfucking write-off.
That's motherfucking write-off.
Notes down with.
So we're playing D&D.
We are
I love D&D.
I really love D&D too.
Dan's only played D&D one other time though.
I'm indifferent so far.
He's a newbie.
Are you not enjoying it? This is all D&D is.
What?
Yeah, we just kind of talk about what D&D is, and that's about the gist of the whole game. It's a little meta.
Hold on. You hear that? That's not ripping pages. That's a dice rolling.
What did that dice roll?
Just a 10, so middle of the road.
Not a great way to start.
Hey, it's fine. It was nothing. It was
There's
just
room
a,
to grow.
It's just a test.
Yeah. Good point. We do have a website set up. That's half-party.com. You can go check out. You can find some art. You can find the latest episodes. We'll be hosting the podcast there. We'll probably put up some character sheets and a couple other goodies as we go along. And I think we're going to leave comment stuff open there. So if you want to comment there, that's a good place to do it.
We love hearing
like
from
things
you.
Like, oh, this sucks so much. Why are you guys even doing this?
Or little tidbits of rules.
Why don't we keep that you suck for the rating, reviewing, and subscribing
that's
in the iTunes doing. Formula. That's because you can also find our podcast if you don't want to go to half-party.com. You can also just find us by searching on your podcast app off your iPhone or wherever you find your local RSS feeds.
I think there's shops that you go to for...
Don't think anybody knows what an RSS feed is.
Knows what the RSS stands for, but I think people know.
No, they. You, I mean, I wish we could ask the people, but we can't. I
think guys, leave a comment on our webpage, www.half-party.com, about whether or not you know about RSS feeds. And we'll get extra bonus points. Maybe we'll get you a t-shirt from my drawer, and we'll sign it.
That's what we're offering.
And then if you know what the RSS actually stands for, because we had to figure that out to host our own web site. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's our merch, by the way. Justin's used t-shirts. Dan's
I do
beard
have some
trimmings.
Excellent lightly used t-shirts in this drawer.
I will have fresh beard trimmings every once in a while.
I have a brand new iPod charging cable that has a fray in it. Weathered, I think, or distressed is what the kids are calling it.
So yeah, if you have the right answer for RSS and you decide to leave it on our comment page, you might be one of those people that get one of these fortunate favored prizes.
So that puts us our tally at negative $803.
Oh, right, because we got to ship it.
Yeah, this is going to get ugly. So what we're doing is we're going to play a little bit of a homebrew campaign. I'll be
two-man party.
Two-man party. Half of a traditional party.
What?
So we're also a halfling and a half-elf to go along with that half theme. And Bjorn's half-giant in real life.
That's true. That's true.
And we're half good at this.
Dan's the half. I'm the good.
So, Justin, in 15 to 25 words, you want to tell us a little bit about your character?
Yes. My character is a half-breed. So he's half-human, half-elf. Lived and was raised by elves because daddy left. And then we all realized that he was a half-elf, and it was a big scandal, and he's always had to work hard to keep up with the elves because he's part human. But now he's left the town that he grew up in, and he's looking for adventure. He's just looking to see a little bit about the world and to find his daddy.
We're going to work on word count stuff, but hey, that was a good synopsis.
I feel like 75. If we went back, I missed it by 200%.
What about class? Does he have any, you know, other
no,
features?
He's out of his word count, baby. Like, they don't get that knowledge.
Use all up. I'll talk to our parent company, Viacom, and ask them about extending that word limit.
I'll give him some of my words. Go ahead, Justin.
Half elf.
Yep.
Rogue.
Check and mate. Stabby,
so far.
Stabby.
So, that's
and,
minus three for me? Okay, so I have 22 words.
There you go. See what you can do with that.
Oh, am I up now?
No, it's the other guy in the podcast.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm here.
No,
I'm ready for the
podcast. Oh, hey, how's it going? It's good to see you. I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, no, I'm the other guy in Half Party.
No, the really small half, the half of a half.
A five-year-old New Yorker kid.
I'm bada big bada boom, baby.
Oh my God, he's probably a Jets fan too.
Yeah, no shit. Go Jets, boom.
All right.
Get out of here. All right. So I'm gonna try to tally this as I talk. That's gonna be
starting
terrible.
Now.
Now, Solo is a halfling monk with fists of fire, some might say. He has a name. Okay. He has.
Does this count? Is this not counting? We're not counting until you do the voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. No. It's got to be in voice.
We wanted
so
this
that
to
was just another three words you wasted.
Yes. Three okay. words that are gone. Where was I?
We're going to have
fist
some epic
of fire, some might
this.
Say.
Yeah.
Fist of fire, fist, some might
fist
say.
Of, yes, fist of fire, some might say. And Solo is seeking a world of grandeur. He has one name for his left fist. Silence. And now he just needs a name for his right fist.
Okay, you're at 32.
32? Jesus.
You blew
Christ.
Right past it.
Wow.
I mean, it's hard. 25 words?
I mean, yeah.
It's not supposed to be easy.
For those of you out there who want to leave a comment about what a jerk our DM is, he's so strict.
Hey, you're over your word count.
No,
he didn't
I wasn't
do
the
voice.
Voice.
He wasn't, didn't
I
use
wasn't,
the voice.
Shit.
Yeah, I wasn't like, hey, for those of you out there.
Now you are.
Yeah, now I'm over the word count for sure.
37. So is that your, that's not your character voice. We're going to, we have something much better for character voice.
Yeah, no, this is my character voice.
Searching for a world of grandeur.
All right.
I said he was a monk, right?
Yeah,
that
I
was
think you
like
got that in there.
Solo is a monk. Those were your first three words, I think.
I'm going to punch things. That's his goal.
I think that's a good and lofty goal. And something that every one of us should aspire to in the proper settings.
Exactly, when it's a fair game.
Yep. Or somebody takes the last cheesy poofs. All right, so we're going to kind of dive on in. Full disclosure, we kind of started out trying to figure out if this was going to work, so we did a short character development arc to make sure that we could actually make the mechanics of this work. Running a two-person party is a little bit tricky as far as managing how many people there are and
especially
and
two idiots.
That is a challenge. But then we're looking at a couple other things. The guys are starting off with 1 feat each. Do you guys remember what feats you took?
Great feats of strength.
Wow. No, my feat was magic initiate, and I got the old hex and some Eldritch blast and mage hand.
Nice.
That's what I decided. A little range for this little rogue.
Solo's, yeah, I remember. Solo's feat was mobile. I gave myself 10 more feet of speed. Difficult terrain doesn't cost extra, and melee attacks don't provoke opportunity attacks for the turn, even if I miss.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good.
Pretty dope. It's pretty
dope, good
though.
For a monk.
It's nice. That's nice. All right, we're gonna pick the story up with everybody heading back into town after your guys successful. Your successful foray into the caves, picking up some brewing supplies for the Hermaval Brewfest, you guys have made your way back along the pathway into town and found that the town has really filled up since you guys left with carts and people lining the streets, even at a late hour that you guys are arriving at. You have a lot of people milling about. It's the fair atmosphere of a fair. With a lot of games being played, food stands, kids running around having fun, little tiny fireworks and sparklers. And you guys are a little bit beat from having been on the road and survived some harrowing battles. And you make your
some
way.
Some reckless battles, I think.
Yeah.
Really, for level one, reckless.
Just because I care about our viewers, are we talking about like a state fair or like a county fair?
We're going to go with...
Well, like
state
a street
fair.
What about a street fair?
Yeah.
I'd say that we're going to take about three quarters of a state fair, 1/8 of a county fair, and then and then we're going to polish it up with a little bit of street fair.
Okay. Don't worry, and viewers. I will always have your backs.
I'm glad that someone's going to do it because I
sure
as hell
are you
won't.
Running for office? Like,
yeah.
Is this now a popularity? Like, are we in? Have we just started a popularity contest? We're going to have that
exactly.
Like a running poll on the website www.half-party.com.
We got to deliver that again.
Yeah,
like,
just cut that out in post.
Right
can
place.
We remove that in post?
Yes.
Just, are we? Do you want me to do it again? No, we'll just move on. We're done. We digress.
No, they need to know. All right, keep going.
We'll take it out in post.
So you guys are on your way back. You've just coming back into town and decided to go grab a drink at the Glamorous Fly Inn.
That's where I used to work.
Yeah. Oh, Justin, did you say the name of your character?
Merrick.
Boom. Got it. Where Merrick used to work. Up until recently when he had a few issues serving a couple people and was given a couple days off to clear his head and get things straightened out and tidied up at home. Now that you guys are back, the Glamour's Fly is packed. There's a whole bunch of new people running around that you don't recognize, Merrick, serving different patrons. It's a raucous crowd. There are drinks being spilled, songs being sung, some pushing and shoving in kind of friendly bar fight manner. You guys pull up a chair and order yourselves a couple beers. And as you're sitting there, a tall man dressed in purple, dark purple cloak sits down, pulls the hood back, and you see these tall elven ears sticking out between these long, straight blonde hair. And he says, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi there. Sorry, I was just startled by the way that my good friend Solo sounded. It just took me aback. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
It's pretty good. It's loud in here. Just, I can't believe that you actually were able to find an open seat next to us, but yeah, we're doing okay. You doing okay, Solo?
I'm doing all right.
I must be honest with you. I must be honest with you.
Sorry, the laughter is because I'm making faces.
And Dan's voice.
Yeah. Go on.
Work in progress. We'll get this.
We'll nail it. We promise.
You know, explore the space. It's a workshop space.
I'm exploring the space. You guys didn't like my first rendition of, hey guys, it's me, Solo. So we're just trying some shit out.
Explore the space.
Explore that space.
I got a fever.
And the only description is space exploration. And you look at this man, and he's sitting kind of patiently waiting as you guys are kind of giggling it up, enjoying the fact that you have a little respite from the road. And he sits there and he says, I do know what happened.
I'd like to do a roll right now.
What kind of roll would you like to do, Dan?
I'm going to use some insight here, and I'd like to see what sort of guy this is.
As he's insighting, I turn to him and be like, what you did last summer?
and because you won't allow me to use my fists when I use inside, yep. That was only an 8.
Oh, bummer.
That was an 8.
If
I was punching for inside, it would be a different story.
Right. That's a much more...
aggressive.
Yeah.
Tact.
Yes.
So you get with an 8, you really know that he's very in earnest and believes what he says to be true, that he does know what, in fact, you did.
Last summer.
No, it's spring, actually, but he might know that, too.
So is he sitting – did he worm his way in between us? Is he on my right? Is he on Solo's right?
Across the table from you guys.
Oh, we're at the table.
Oh, we got a table?
I thought we were at the bar.
Wow.
Oh, you guys got a table.
So my name's Merrick. This is Solo.
Hi, I'm Solo.
Did you actually introduce yourself before you just sat down and took off your hood dramatically?
I have not introduced myself, and I do not intend to. What I do intend to do is relieve you of your chip.
Chip.
Like with salsa?
Chip.
Maybe some guacamole?
Chip. I...
don't know... don't know any chip.
Gentlemen.
What,
Hi.
This chip that you have in your possession is much more powerful than you know.
Ooh, why would... if we were to be having a chip... why would we be giving it to you? You won't even tell us your name.
Because if
that
you don't
give it
to
me... that seems like an unfair deal.
If you don't give it to me, I will kill you.
Oh.
In this bar, right now.
Well, that'd be a very short podcast, wouldn't it?
It would be a very, very short casting of the pod.
If I could have a moment to confer with my with my friend here, Solo, if you don't mind, we're just gonna step right here. This is
please.
Where we're
just. I do suggest that you do not go.
We're not running
too far.
No. We're just,
we would never run away from this situation at all.
We're having an AB conversation.
See,
and we
you
just don't
on the other side.
The other side of this conversation that we are about to have.
Right, I get it.
We're still... okay. Yeah.
Okay, you get...
just right over
so
there.
So we take a
we,
couple
we
steps
swivel.
Away.
Yeah. We swivel.
Uh-huh.
Solo.
Aye, are we talking in hushed tones?
Yeah, we could talk in hushed tones. That's fine.
Aye.
What do you make of this?
Well, my fists want to fight, but I think...
we might
maybe
die.
We did you see the way he threatened us?
I mean, blatantly.
That was pretty cold-blooded.
He seems pretty badass.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you see the way he brought his hood down? Like, could we get some cloaks at some point?
I think that we could maybe get some... like, we're missing the point. So,
all right,
do you just want to You just want to roll over and give him this the chip?
What if... But Broldo wanted that chip, right?
No, Broldo's using the monk's chip. I decided that, I mean, we got this chip. We don't know what we do. What if we tell him we have it at the monastery? And then maybe we'd...
So if he goes on a killing streak, you'd rather him kill a bunch of monks than this
all
bar.
These innocent people. Yeah, yeah, of course.
You don't think the monks are innocent?
I think the monks can stand up for themselves.
No, no, no. They're drinking monks.
They're not fighting.
No, they're not fisticuff monks.
So do you want to just give it? You want to give it to him?
Obviously, that seems like the safe bet.
I mean, we could just pop off, but he might just knock us unconscious, and then we have nothing. Like, maybe we could just give it to him and say, "What do you need any help? We're looking for work."
What if we start with that before we even give it to him?
All right, so what if we start with that, and then if he says no, then we fight, and then he either kill us or we win.
I mean, Haruv-Ruv's over there, right? Could we give him like a wink-wink, like, Haruv-Ruv, nod-nod?
It's too busy in here. I mean, I've just gotten my butt filled up by at least 3 dwarfs walking by.
I mean, it's a mighty fine butt, if you ask me.
No one did.
Nope.
Thanks for that. All right, so let's talk to him, see if we could maybe work with him, and then... Wait, the plan is, if he says no and he just wants it, we're fighting, right?
I'm not just fighting. I'm flipping this table.
Ah, the table flip. It's a good opener. All right, let's go.
All right, so we swivel back.
Swivel back.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
So what was your original question?
And what was your name again?
Again, not going to tell
the names. Oh, right. I forgot you were extremely rude and not introducing yourself. Of course.
No. What if that's his name?
I'm Mysterious.
Is that your name? Mysterious?
No.
God. Mysterio?
No.
Mr.
Nope.
Is?
Nope. I knew this would go wrong.
Says, okay, here's the deal.
Cheryl told me just kill them and take it, but no, I had to go in and be diplomatic. All right.
What if we could work with you? I mean, clearly we got the chip when you didn't.
Yeah.
If we had the chip.
If we had it.
Well, let me help you here. And he reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a small piece of porcelain that matches the piece of porcelain that you have.
Matches, or is like he just took it from my pocket and I didn't know?
It matches.
Okay.
He took it from his own pocket.
Like, does it look like it's part of a vase, maybe?
It looks as though it might be part of a vase. And he holds it up and he says, "Gentlemen, this is what you're playing with." And he focuses on this chip, and the entire room goes silent, then dark, and then disappears. And then you, your table and chairs, and this man are floating in a black space.
This is incredible. This is exactly what I was talking to Solo about. We could be an asset to your company, and we could help you. I mean...
Look, you lost everybody here. We could find them all.
Gentlemen, I'm going to leave you here, and I'm going to take your chip when I do.
We don't have a chip.
That's the thing. I
think you left it in the other room.
In the room you just made vanish.
No, that's fine.
Then there's no reason to bring you back, is there?
Well, there's no... Nope. I guess there's no reason.
What my friend is trying to say is, yes, there is a reason to bring us back.
And that might be?
Merrick turns to Solo, and he crosses his legs in this chair that's just floating in space. He's very eagerly waiting to hear this.
There is someone coming for you, and I intend on hitting him so hard he doesn't remember to search for you.
Roll a deception check.
That will be a 15.
Nice! And he goes, "What is this man's name?"
We are not at liberty to say right now. Oh, he likes to be mysterious.
You don't seem to give us your name, and you want this name of knowledge that I have while you're threatening us.
Names are powerful.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about this like reasonable men.
How about we go back to the old place where there's a world and all that, and then we can continue this conversation. Well, then you don't get to know the name now, do you? Hmm. Can I call you Francis? Yeah, let's call him Francis,
it's
just
not,
for this.
It's not
Francis,
my name.
Well,
it's just really weird saying you a bunch.
That's
you know?
Right. Let's just say Francis. Pronouns. I think you look like a Francis. Strong jaw. My grandmother's
nope.
name
nope.
was Francis.
I'm going to leave you here.
That's Francis. Fine, Francis. If that's really the way you want to do it.
Just remember, he's coming for you.
Okay, who is this and why is he coming for me?
Francis.
Do you not see what you have in your hands?
Jesus, you're walking around and just showing it off.
Francis, he knows that you have that chip.
He's coming for you.
That's I just need to know who he is and why he's coming. He shouldn't know.
Francis,
it sucks
you just
not
pulled
knowing.
The chip out in
a bar.
In a bar.
And trust me, he knew well before the bar.
Merrick, roll a persuasion check. Solo, roll a d6. That's how we're going to kind of do like an aided roll, is that one of you guys is going to roll for it. The other one is going to add a d6 and add that to the roll.
It's not very good. 8 plus
4
is your 12. It's a 12 total.
All right. And he goes, no.
Francis, calm down.
All right, listen, we're all going to be calm here.
We're very calm here, Francis. You're getting a little uptight, though.
Do you see these fists? They don't shiver or shake or shimmy.
They don't move.
You see that? I'm calm.
That's not... Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put the chip down.
Wonderful.
And we're going to have a adult conversation.
About him?
About him. All right, ready? Everybody good?
We're cool? ready over here. We're on this side of the table. We're cool.
All right, and he slowly reaches his arm forward and sets the chip down in front of him on the table.
And I want to lean back slowly.
And with a whoosh, you guys are back in the tavern with all the sound, all the people milling about, and two more dwarves just bump into your chair. And, hey, what the fuck is going on? And then they kind of make their way back into the crowd. He goes, all right, let's talk. Who is this man? Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM, checking in. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We had a ton of fun recording this, and we want to do a lot more with it coming up. We'll be releasing episodes every other week, which means our second episode will be out on April 10th. We want to do something with the input from listeners. We're not quite sure what that is yet. If you have any suggestions, please shoot us an email at halfpartycast@gmail.com. I want to say thanks to Molly Doan for getting us this fantastic cover art. You can find more stuff by Molly on Instagram by searching at madlymyown. And I also want to say thank you to CT Ranger for getting our website and hosting off the ground. Once again, please rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. It really helps us out and get some traction. That's it. I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and I'm out.
I want to lean back real slowly.
We both lean back real slow.
Real slow.
We're back in the bar, right?
Yes, we are back in the bar. After some brief technical difficulties, we are back in the bar. And you guys are sitting there with this mysterious man. He's placed the chip on the table in front of you, and you have both leaned back dramatically.
Real slowly, yeah.
Real slowly and dramatically.
And I'd actually like to add to how dramatic my lean back is with a performance roll. I know like not a lot of people want to be like, hey, I want to roll right now, but like I'm going to do it.
That's fine. Yeah, go for it. I imagine this incorporates some form of eyebrow raising.
Oh, yeah. And the first one, I'm going to re-roll because as a halfling monk, I'm lucky and I get to re-roll ones. So
that
I'm
is
gonna,
a good thing.
I'm going to do that.
Because you were about to flip out of your chair.
That one was so much better because that's a mod 20.
There you go. You go back and you give the rock style people's eyebrow kind of thing going way back.
Thank you.
And he is a little unsettled by how calm and cool you are. All right. So tell me about this man.
this man.
Known only as... go. No, you go right ahead, sorry.
Well, we're not going to get to the name just yet.
Yeah,
no. Because we know that we're all pretty persnickety about names over here.
Aye.
But this man, you'll never see him coming. He speaks 7 different languages. He blends in.
He fights in 4 different styles.
4.
Did we stutter?
A little bit.
Sorry.
At the beginning.
Sorry. He fights in 4 different styles. Was that better?
That was better. I think, you know, like red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red. Four different styles.
He fights in 4 different styles.
Gotcha.
He smells of lavender and sage.
Some might say every blue moon, he's got a hint of elderberry.
Is that like a drinking thing?
Francis? No. Francis.
Francis, what are you
thinking? This is your life that we're talking about. Like,
we're talking... You want to know his name? His name's Bernardo Lambe.
Bernardo?
Lambe.
Lambe?
Okay. And what does he do?
We just told you
what he does.
Is he only fight and smell good?
He also speaks 7 different languages, Francis.
I forgot that. He travels the world.
He is... he's an Francis. Agent of the crown.
Which crown?
Francis!
If you have to ask, I can't believe...
You're the one who was coming here to
with
get
your little chip and your cloak and you don't even know about Bernardo Lambe. He's hunting you.
Francis!
I need another round of deception checks.
That's better. This is deception?
Yeah.
Do you just want a D6 for me or you want my deception roll?
Deception roll, because you guys are both actively
lying.
I got
an 18.
That's a 16.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Way to go. my God. Okay. So this...
And while like, he's... I'm imagining that when we're doing the fighting of the fighting of the 4 styles and all this stuff, we're getting there. I'd like to, the next time that Solo gets into it, I'm going to slide a hand that chip off the table.
Oh, snap. Okay, yeah, he's also getting more and more, like, you can see he's shaken, he's agitated.
Yeah.
By what's going on, like, oh.
It's Bernardo Lambe.
I don't know who this is, but he's terrified.
And I'm gonna look out into the crowd really shocked all of a sudden, like,
huh?
What?
And then I'm gonna do my sleight of hand roll.
Okay, give me a performance check from Solo, and then the sleight of hand from Merrick. Baby.
That's a 16 for my performance.
It's very convincing. Your eyes pierce over into the crowd. You even like fixate on the back of somebody's head way off, and you kind of move with them. And your eyes speak volumes as they see the terror that is Bernardo Lambe.
Are they volumes enough to give me advantage? Because I just rolled an 11 total.
Nope.
Cool. 11 it is for sleight of hand.
All right. So yeah, as he looks over, you see this mysterious man. His head just whips over there.
And it comes down. I know this is my opportunity.
And his finger is right on the edge of the chip. And as you reach out, just a quick, like, lightning hand, you grab it, and you're able, instead of just pulling it out, you roll it a little bit and gently set his finger down. And he looks back towards the table. He goes, I think I need to leave.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
And Francis, you can't just go now. If Bernardo...
got to go. Bernardo's just right out. Okay. You saw the back of his head.
We can't cause
You've
a scene.
You've got to go. Come, let me
we
help.
We cannot cause a scene. Okay, 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 okay. I'll cause the scene. And I
call,
jump...
Cause the scene, Solo. I jump cause
up
a scene.
I jump on the table and I just start shouting, Bernardo Lambe! Bernardo Lambe!
And I'm just like, clear the way! Clear the way! Like, I'm a lead blocker, like a fullback coming, getting space for Francis to get the hell out.
And he
showing
runs.
Him a back way where the service goes.
He sprints out. He knocks over beer steins and serving trays and everything just flying up behind him. And everybody in the entire bar, after hearing this huge commotion, kind of pauses what they're doing and watches you guys. And okay, and they get back into it and they're back to their partying night.
And Francis is out the door, right?
Francis is gone.
Great. I go get Solo as fast as I can. I'm like, we need to get somewhere safe. I have 2 chips now. Let's go to the monastery.
We're going to the monastery right now.
Right now.
Should we go out the back door?
No, I just took Francis out the back door.
We should go out
the front door. You take one chip, I've got the other.
Aye.
Let's take a circuitous route, serpentine motions, and I'll meet you there.
Aye.
Don't go the same way I go.
Aye.
And so, now let's cue some badass chase music. Okay, we are gonna have to work on badass with both of you. Like, we could have gone crunk.
No,
right?
I got
we could have gone crunk. Okay.
That's
good.
Turn down for what?
Oh, God. We'll find it. We'll modify that auto tune
in post.
Back in the monastery.
Where are you guys going? Where are you guys going?
We're going to the monastery. I don't know why. I don't know anywhere else
out the front door. I'm going to try to make it not look like I'm following him, but I'm definitely using Merrick to lead me to the monastery.
If you use the same, I'm going to know that you're right behind me.
Not if you're running full speed.
As you guys exit the door of the glamorous fly, a clothesline stiff arm whips right in front of your head. Merrick, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dex save, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how tall is this arm, you know?
It's also clothed in a purple robe.
12. 12 to dodge that purple robe.
All right. It clips you right in the chin, and you are horizontal in the air, falling backward. The two chips that
golden round. I have one chip. Solo has the other.
All right.
I told him.
You could go back and check.
You go back
post
to the tape. I said, you take one and go one way. I take the other and go the other.
And then he followed you.
True.
But I still only have one chip.
As you fall backwards, the chip comes out of your hand, and you see the arm bar that was the hand reach out and grab it. And you see Francis standing there and said, I knew you couldn't be trusted. And all of a sudden, as your head comes out of the door, Solo, the entire alleyway and street that you see in front of you just disappears. And he says, now you will pay. And boom, he's gone. And you guys are falling through blackness, falling through nothing. And then all of a sudden, as a minuscule speck below you, you see a green patch. And you're falling towards this peck, and it's getting larger and larger and larger, and it's rushing up at you.
Is Solo, are we, like, doing skydive right now?
Yeah,
are
like, it's, like, slow-mo falling, like.
I just need to know if I can get to Solo, and, like, we can hold hands. I want to see if I can get a hold on that ship and try an Arcana check or something.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a shot. I just don't know if we're aerodynamically, like, we got to make a dex to him to catch up or something, or me to, like, flying squirrel.
Yeah, let's say it's going to be
bullet time now, right?
Aerodynamics check. Yeah. We'll say that's dex, I guess, to wheedle your way through there.
Okay.
Maybe I have a good roll. Maybe that would happen.
Maybe
I could have a good roll. Nope.
No.
No.
Dex saving throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes it a 19 for me.
Ooh.
Wink.
I guess it's going to be a dex check. Sorry, dex check would be the right way to go.
Oh, dex check. Okay, sorry. That makes it
17. Math?
17.
Doesn't make it a critical fail?
And you go, like, you've got your aerodynamics, like, down. You've got your arms behind you and your chin tucked so that you're making the most aerodynamic thing possible. And you just shoot right by him. That's pretty much all you got, and you're hurtling towards this green patch, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
I see him fly past me, and I want to do my super aerodynamics check.
Okay, give me one more dex check.
I'm going to bullet for him because I saw him swing past me.
Right.
That's a seven. That's a seven for those keeping track at home.
Gotcha.
The dice are doing real well right now.
Plummeting towards this green patch, and you try and get aerodynamic, but like your pants are waffling in the wind, and it's making your legs kind of whip around sideways. Now it's getting harder and harder to control as you're going faster and faster.
All right, I'd like to just think about stopping.
Okay.
This is a fantasy.
And you stop.
and just solo fly.
Dude,
right
I just
by.
Fly past him.
Right by.
Hit the brakes, he's gonna fly right by. Solo! Think about stopping!
And
think
I think
about stopping!
And I think about my fist. And I hold my fist in the air.
No stopping!
And I think about
fist.
My fist not moving anymore. through the air.
At breakneck speed, and your fist just goes and hold goes like straight up above your head, and your entire shoulder just feels like it's wrenched out of its socket.
Got
and
it.
You take a dice roll, 4 points of damage as your shoulder is like mildly dislocated.
Think about the rest of your stomping.
Well, and I'm hanging though, like right, like yep. Mary Poppins with my fist.
Yep,
Mary Pop It Off is what I'll call myself sometimes.
Okay. and you guys are stopped. You're suspended in space, and down below you do see a large green field. What appears to be this just hole cut in the middle of space below you is a large green field with some trees scattered across it.
I'm going to think about my fist gently sauntering down towards the earth like an umbrella.
Thank God and, I can't be in his head to know what he's thinking.
And you, down below you, Merrick, you do see what once it was a very deeply pained Solo start to slowly descend down towards the green field.
Anyway, so I see him. I see him going down, and I'm going to. First of all, I can't believe that worked, and I'm actually going to say that out loud in this mess. It's like, who would have thought? I'll shout
up to him. Use your fist.
Is that what he?
Use your fist.
It does seem to be working.
I look down at my fist and I'm like, and I just think about slowly. I try and do it again. I'm like, okay, I want to get closer at a reasonable pace to the green speck. I want to land on the green speck, and I want to go now.
And you start to descend, and you're at a pretty good clip, but it's comfortable. And you're starting to gain a little bit of ground on Solo, who is floating down, I believe is a better way to describe it.
Like a butterfly.
Yes. But
I'm
going to
sting him like a bee. Like a little tag, you're it, on my way down. Yeah.
And you guys approach the edge of this hole. And you can see where it does open up into an entirely different world down below you.
So I need a word picture clarification.
Yes.
There was a green speck that was gradually getting very large as
yes.
if it was a green field.
As if yep. it was the universe expanding.
I hadn't
okay.
gone there.
So, but in the middle of the green field is a hole.
I'm sorry. In the blackness is a hole that you are looking through onto the green field. That's what the green speck was.
So we're still in blackness, but there was like a portal in the blackness that revealed the green field below.
Circle gets the square.
So kind of like Avengers, the first one, when Tony Stark flies up through the hole to stop the alien.
Well, I like to really invasion. Think about, you know, Independence Day when that guy flies the F-16.
Okay, okay.
Up that... That
but like horror. We're on the same track here, DM.
I was thinking more along the lines of kind of a interstellar based portal near Saturn kind of thing where they go through
that
the
actually,
weird.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
No, that's good.
I don't know why
it.
We didn't see that. Actually,
yeah, that's my. I really
it was.
That's on us.
It was
okay,
very
good
apparent
movie.
Though.
Good. So nailed it. Boom. DM skills.
Check. Yeah.
Put that on the leave your comments at www.half-party.com.
So, all right. So, if we're approaching the edge of the black space,
yep,
where there's a hole, and roughly how big is that hole?
About 15 feet across, and you can see from that where you guys are, you're probably about 10 feet up from the hole. And once you get through the hole, it's probably only another 10, 15 feet to the ground.
All right. I'm going to prepare myself that. Once I get through the hole, I'm probably going to fall that 10 feet, so I'd like to be ready to roll in case. I have no idea how my mind powers are making me fly right now, but I have no expectation that they're going to last forever.
And that's exactly what happens. As you go past the event horizon of this hole,
ooh.
You just boom, drop like normal gravity again. Make a dex check to see how well you stick the landing, both of you.
Yeah, no, I'd like it to be a superhero landing. Like,
and I get advantage because I was ready for that,
I think you do get advantage because you were ready.
That's good, because I rolled a one on
God,
that one.
Damn it, we need to buy you some new dice.
It's time, but this is better.
I got a 15 for my superhero landing.
And it's pretty solid. Like, it hurts the knee a little bit when you come down, but other than that, it's a nice, soft, grassy field. What do you got?
Acrobatics or just straight dex?
Straight dex.
That's a mod 20.
Beautiful.
And we went from a 1 to a 17.
Helps a bit.
It does.
And you do a nice roll and you stand up. And as you guys kind of look around, get your surroundings, give me a perception check.
Nat 20! Nat a 20!
13. 13 for me.
Still pretty. Hey, that's better
not
than.
Bad. It's better than the ones we're getting.
Yeah. So, Merrick, around you, you see a beautiful early spring evening as the sun's beginning to set on this area that you're in. You guys are on a bit of a hill. Looking down, there's a path not too far off. There's a couple bunchings of trees. The grass is pretty long and very soft underneath you. What you, Solo, notice is that you guys are standing in a very large net that is laying on the ground.
Merrick, don't move. And with my eyes, I like look at the ground. I'm like...
And I like... What's wrong?
Merrick, yeah. We're standing in a net.
Oh, we're standing in a net. It's very soft.
It's a soft grass net.
Do you see the edge of it?
Do I see the edge of it with my net 20?
You don't.
Right. Merrick, I don't see the edge of the net.
So we're going to do it like this. I'm going to lift it up. And I'm gonna toss you.
As you're coming up with this plan, about 20 yards away from you guys, you see a large creature with the hind legs of a deer and the human chest and the small little horns stand up from the out of the grass and grab what appears to be a corner of the net and go, yeah! And pick it up and just start running kind of parallel to where you guys are, pulling this net with him, trying to wrap you guys up in it.
Trying to get out. I'm going to throw Solo. I'm just going to pick him up and throw him.
Strength check.
And then I'm just going to straight run after that.
I make it athletics.
Athletics. That's great. Let's talk about Merrick's athletics.
Let's talk about it. Let's have an in-depth discussion.
Let's talk about you and me.
Welcome to the segment of the show where we talk about stats.
Merrick.
Yep.
Is not a strong man.
It's not his bag.
So we're going to start with the fact that his strength is a negative one.
Too.
And then we're going to talk about the fact that he is proficient in athletics.
Hey, it's
good.
So
it's still a plus one.
Hey!
Two minus one is still a plus one. But then we're going to talk about the fact that it's a 7
Ooh.
On the dice, plus Ooh. 1, leading us to a sum total of 8.
All right. Now, this episode brought to you by the number 8. That is going to get you with a nice little pickup of Solo, and then like a 1 yard, 2 yard throw.
Get out of here!
Just kind of like, on your face!
Yeah!
And you
make
a
deck save, Solo. You're good at this.
And as you guys are like figuring out what the hell's going on, this fawn is sprinting across the field and pulling up this net. It's not anywhere near to actually closing in on you guys. And he's apparently the only one around trying to do this.
Well, I'm still trying to get off that net. I've thrown him, and then I'm trying to get off the net.
Okay, you're sprinting kind of in parallel with this fawn, trying to get it off the net as fast as possible.
What's your speed?
My speed's 30 feet.
Okay. And that gets you can see the edge of the net. It's only about another 10 yards away. Solo, what's up?
I would like to sprint at the fawn.
Oh, you're going after him?
I'm going to charge at him because I've got a speed of 45.
Okay. Oh, are you doing like dash action? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just tossed you.
Right. You tossed me down.
You are prone.
I ate a little bit of grass.
Yep.
Can he make a roll for it? He's not necessarily prone. He's very nimble.
It happened. It already happened.
I ate a little bit of grass, which enraged me a bit. I look up with one eye. I see the fawn, and I want to charge at him with my fist.
Okay. You're just like, it's like straight out in front of you. Like,
exactly.
Ah!
Yes, okay. With like, with the roadrunner legs happening.
Okay. Okay. I think you can close the gap. Give me a attack roll.
That will be a... It's a 15.
All right. That hits him. And as he's still kind of running with this, he's getting a little winded at this point. He never even saw you coming. He was just hell-bent on getting this one corner of the net over to the other corner of the net. And you hit him, like, right in the ribs, and he's, ah! And you knock him off, and he drops the net and goes rolling. Stupid cows! God damn it!
And I look at him, and I say, sir!
Yeah!
Sir, what? I am no cow!
You are a cow, and I'm going to catch you!
No! And I want my no to come out like a moo, but no! And I put my fisties up, and I go, I am no cow!
What's going on over there?
Merrick, I'm having a conversation!
It sounds like you're a cow or something. It sounds like you're moving.
No!
Wait, you're not a cow?
I'm not a cow.
Are you sure?
And then I actually want to take a moment because I want him to see me self-assessing before I give him this answer.
You do have grass in your mouth.
And I take the grass out of my mouth and I go, I am not a cow.
I see. So they're about the same height because I was just trying to get off the net. And
he's actually really tall. He's probably close to 6 feet tall.
Oh, he's deer. Oh, he's deer.
Big back legs.
So
not half Bambi.
No,
I'm off the net. I'm just gonna come up to them and see what's going on. Like, I obviously missed the whole cow thing. So,
are you a cow?
Am I a cow?
You look. Yeah. I'm going to catch the cows.
Dude, you know, Merrick, like a cow. I'm not a cow.
He brings up a good question, Merrick.
What? You think I might be a cow?
I'm just saying, you've put on a little bit of the bar.
Oh, how you did.
You know, you're like a cow with the big arms and the big belly.
But a belly?
It's just...
Have either one of you ever seen a cow?
And I'm gonna look ashamed at this point and go...
And I can't believe you. I'm very sensitive about my weight.
I've seen a cow, and he pulls this paper out from his pocket.
Yeah.
And there's two humanoid stick figures drawn on it. And he goes, these ones, these are the cows. It looks exactly like you.
They definitely have a resemblance.
Is one stick figure shorter than the other?
It is.
Does one look ruggedly handsome?
It's as far as a stick figure can, it definitely does.
And the other one looks like he's got really strong stick figure hands.
Like big, meaty stick fists. A
couple giant balls at the end of the arms.
Like Bomberman.
Like Strong Bad.
Yeah, Strong Bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, these are cows, and I'm supposed to look for them.
Well, I don't think we're cows, but we definitely look like those people. So maybe
we could help him find those cows.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do cows talk?
No.
No.
Cows don't talk. They moo.
Don't. I mean, I don't know what that sound he just made is.
Moo.
I don't know. He might be a cow.
Are you a cow?
Again, you're talking very sensitive about my weight.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Solo and Merrick, not cows.
Oh, well then.
He's a halfling.
Shit.
Hi.
That's not very useful.
Do you want help setting your net back up in case the cows show up?
I do. It took a long time the first time. It's not...
It's big?
It's very big. I planned for a very big net because they told me cows were much bigger.
Yeah, and we're not that big, are we?
Your picture looks like this net is just overkill, though.
But I wanted to make sure. Okay, so I planned it out. I have the net and everything. And I run over and boom, I catch them, and then I saved.
Yeah, what
everyone.
Do you do after you catch the cows? What's the thought?
Let's walk and talk. You tell us what, and we'll help you reset the net.
Okay. You two obviously have a connection. I'll do the other corner, and that way we can like zhuzh it up, right?
We zhuzh it. How do you feel about zhuzhing the net?
I, I think if
it's like stretching out a blanket by yourself. You
that
know,
sounds.
Like a tarp.
That sounds.
You two go together. I'll do this other side.
Are cows good at stretching nets?
No, cows don't have thumbs.
Cows.
Are you sure?
Don't.
Cloven beasts of burden.
Are they cows? And he points kind of behind you guys over the hill.
What do we see over there behind the hill?
Over the hill, you see three wargs, and two of them are being ridden by goblins.
Definitely, definitely not cows.
And I get excited, and I go, "Those are my friends!"
It's so hurtful when you speak goblin in such a racist tone.
Like, this is an inclusive environment.
We're trying to be accepting of all goblins.
I mean, goblins are playable classes now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be nice and say hello. I've been practicing.
Right. You have not been practicing.
You haven't at all.
Like, when you look in the mirror and you make those sounds, that's not practicing goblin. That's just being racist still.
Yep.
Got it.